Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Go Up in Hudsonville, Weston Brook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorf, and Tim Becker of Powderhorn Guns and Archery is here, and we're talking with Kristen Hintz of the Ottawa County Parks and Recreation.
Good morning, Tom.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everyone. What a beautiful morning to drive here at 5 till 7.
Well, now, can anybody tell me, it's got to be a planet that's shining so bright in the east, or east-southeast. I thought the moon was not where it was supposed to be this morning because I saw such a bright thing through the blinds.
Yeah.
And I, what is that? Hmm. I look out there, oh, must be a star. I got out in the truck and I started driving. I'm like, that's got to be a planet. That's bright.
It probably is.
I'm just curious if anybody knows. Anybody know? Maybe Chris knows. Chris
Venus.
Knows? Chris says it's Venus.
That would be one that came to mind.
Is that an educated guess or is that...
A Google guess.
Oh, nice. So that's pretty accurate then.
That's the Google guess, he says. I tell you, Google works.
Oh, yeah.
Google works.
And you can believe everything on the internet.
Oh, well, yeah. And then I had a little tickle in my throat there for a minute as we were opening up.
Yeah.
I think it's Chris's fault. I came in the station here, he said he's hardly ever sick, but he's sick this morning.
Yeah.
I heard him earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's an excuse.
He just made me sick instantly when I walked in.
Don't you think it's an excuse?
An excuse for what?
Look on the board. What does it say this Saturday? Chris doesn't want to take the polar plunge. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not feeling so well. Can't get
Yeah, I can't. Water. I don't feel good. See, I thought he would show up with his Harley and everything and be a real man, but that's okay, Chris.
Harley,
we got your back.
Harley, Bermuda shorts, Hawaiian shirt. Bum, bum, bum. I'm ready to plunge.
Yeah.
That's at 11 a.m. today.
Yeah.
The polar plunge.
At the Ottawa County Fairgrounds. Chris will be there. We'll talk him into it. I'll be the one there with the snowsuit on.
Okay. So we have it. There we have it, Chris.
Yep, Chris, it
Chris
happened.
And Tim are going.
I've got to just say, I'm not this quiet normally. I don't have a microphone. So you guys are making fun of me. I would normally throw it back at you, but Tim stole my microphone.
Well, it's just going to be you and Chris there, Tim.
Well, no, you should take the plunge. I mean, well, we've already nominated you.
I have a busy day already scheduled.
Well, you can take a lunch break at 11.
No, I can't, actually. You know where I'm going to be?
Don't know.
I was invited by the West Michigan Bowhunters Chapter of the Safari Club International. I'll be over at their dinner deal today. It's an all-day type event. The doors open at 2 o'clock, so you know what I'm going to be doing, getting things ready before that. But the doors open at 2 o'clock, and dinner's at 6. It's at the Pinnacle, and guess what? Guess what's left?
What's left?
Tickets.
Nice.
Tickets. They can get tickets.
Really?
Yeah, Chad's going to call us about 7:45, somewhere around there.
Well, good. I got to tell him the feedback we got from last week. I'm getting phone calls all the time about this camp.
About the camp?
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah.
I imagine.
So hopefully,
Kristen probably would have liked to hear about that camp.
I would. What's going on with camp here?
Well, it's a camp for kids. They receive a hunter safety certificate when they go to the camp.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. So it's covering all the hunter safety deals, but it's also covering like orienteering and archery and firearms. Mm-hmm. And it's a week-long deal these kids go to, and they sponsor kids to go to this.
Yep.
It's pretty cool. So they look at, the conservation efforts and everything else. They're trying to teach the kids right when they bring them to the camp so that they, continue to be conservationists and hunters throughout their lives.
Yep.
And they, with this dinner, they sponsor, I can't remember how many kids, but...
I thought he said 10.
Is it 10?
And that they were having a hard time finding 10 kids to go.
Yeah, well, they're not going to have a hard time this year because everybody heard about it on the outdoor show.
I think so. Wow.
I think I know of two that have already sent the applications in.
Really?
And I bet I had 4 phone calls yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So I think they'll find him this year. It's an awesome thing.
I hope they get them all from right here. Yeah. They get these kids going to that.
Do you think 31 is too old to be a kid?
I don't.
I don't either. I think we should go.
Because I think you're a kid.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Anyhow, I'm going to be at that dinner, and at 7:45, everybody remember, Chad's calling in to give some information on how you can get a hold of some tickets yet if you still want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I was there last night, and I cannot believe how many donations and different things that have been donated for making your own food plot, seeds and stuff, all the firearms that were there, different gear that you can use, spotting scopes and everything else. And it's all done through you play these games and get your tickets and mm-hmm. so on. You put your tickets in the bucket, and then they draw them. And, of course, there's other things you can do for raffles. They have, like, the Blitz and the auctions, the Chinese auction, and which I never knew what a Chinese auction was.
Really?
And then the regular auction and so on. And then, of course, there's going to be people speaking. They've asked me to speak during the dinner and stuff a little bit. And we're going to be there with a game for people to play that's focused on our new target system for those folks that are personal protection enthusiasts. I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
They consider personal protection important, and they want to learn and train. So we have a game that they can play to see what it means to use, like, our target system in order to train to be more responsible firearms carriers.
Yep.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a real blast. I'm excited about it. So I won't be at the Polar Plunge.
What a long explanation for not being at the Polar Plunge, but I guess we'll let you go.
Well, I really hate to, you know, just tell people, hey, I'm not going. Because I did the Polar Plunge before.
Did you?
Oh, that's so cold.
For WHTC?
I was not in, well, this isn't a WHTC Polar Plunge.
It isn't?
No.
Oh.
WHTC announces it as a public service to get people out for the Polar Plunge.
Nice.
We did the Polar Plunge out by Camp Geneva as a fundraiser. They do different fundraisers. You have people pledge money if you go out in the water. I was glad it wasn't based on time.
Yeah. So all you got to do is take the dive and get back out.
Yeah. With this, I'm assuming they have a pool type deal set up that you'll jump in and get back out, and they have people there to assist. We did it in March, mid-March, and we went right out in Lake Michigan.
Oof.
And, of course, I have, you know, those two young strapping boys, and I had to keep up with them. So we were way out where I couldn't touch anymore. Mm. We went all the way out there. I was bouncing to keep up with them because they could still touch.
Yeah.
But it was really, really cold.
Yeah.
And anyway, doing the Polar Plunge is kind of a fun thing. But it also raises money, and I can't remember what this one raises money for. Maybe Chris knows exactly.
I don't know. Let me look it up.
I know. I knew, too. I was watching it on television. I saw the advertisements. You see the advertisements on, like, Fox and so on. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about getting in that cold water, Kristen?
Well, I know that some people are accidentally doing polar plunges as they try to go out on the lake ice.
Yes.
So I would recommend that if you're wanting to do a polar plunge, that you would do this through at the Ottawa County Fairgrounds Park and make sure that there are people there. And just as you go out on the lake ice, be careful.
Well, this one, they're raising money for Special Olympics,
nice.
Which really is cool, which I should have remembered because that ties into our buddy Tyler. Do you remember Tyler Kuhn?
Yeah.
Tyler got his first doe with the crossbow, and then he got his first buck with that was the 5-point this year,
with
the muzzleloader.
Yep.
Tyler was in the Special Olympics this year.
Cool.
Downhill skiing.
Really?
He won, oh, golly, I hope Dennis is listening. He can call in and tell us. He won two medals during time trials and qualifications,
mm-hmm.
and then he won a medal when he went to the next level, which I'm district or whatever you call it, our area Special Olympics, Michigan's.
Cool.
And I don't remember where it was at, but he was doing it downhill skiing, which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, because he went and did that and skipped making a turkey call with us.
Yeah.
Over at Evergreen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay because
he's
still going to get that turkey call because he asked Tom to take care of it for him.
Yeah.
So I did. Anyhow, We didn't really talk about the parks much, did we, Kristen?
You know what? There will be a time.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about the parks coming up here. We want to tell you about all the different activities at the Ottawa County Parks. We want to talk a little bit about some of the biology of deer shedding antlers also. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call at 395-1450. Wow, my tongue's just...
You were doing great earlier.
Unbelievable. Ah. That's that tongue in the front of the eye teeth thing that makes it hard to see what I'm saying. Anyway, Tim and I are here with Kristen Hintz of Ottawa County Parks, and... we were talking before the show about the deer and antler sheds, but we're going to talk about that after the next break. Because what I really want to do is give a brief of some of the programs that are coming up at Ottawa County Parks. We'll detail them during the 7:30 to 7:45. We'll detail them a little more.
Okay.
But I really want people to know some of the things we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Some stuff that's coming up.
Well, we have a lot of programs happening this spring. As always, spring is just a busy time of month. So one of the things every single Wednesday, for those that can get out on Wednesday, we're having early morning bird walks as well as a wildflower walk in the afternoon.
Is that like this week Wednesday?
No, that's going to start April 2nd will be the birding.
April 2, okay. And so just before spring break, the birding will start.
Mm-hmm. And then April 9th, the wildflower walks will begin. And every Wednesday. So
which park?
April 2 will be Hemlock Crossing, and then April 9th was Crockery Creek and Rosie Mound. We're going up
to all different parks.
All different parks.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
One, it provides an opportunity to go out with a group of people to do some birding or to learn some wildflowers and also to explore the different parks in Ottawa County.
When you talk about birding, it's kind of interesting to me. As everybody knows, raptors are real interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a red-tailed hawk, a pretty good-sized female, that hangs out by my house. And
okay.
It's fun to watch her. But now, coming through the area more than once, and I believe it's northern harrier, I've seen a couple different ones with a couple different patterns on their bellies.
Okay.
So two, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more northern harriers? I'm guessing they're northern harriers by the patterns that I saw. And they were, of course, like a couple days ago, I was coming home. I was in the truck, and it flew over top of me, so I had my head out the window trying to look up in the sky to see.
Okay.
So I can't be positive.
But
are there...
Yeah.
Well, at least it was on my little stretch of road.
Oh,
you know,
there you go. Your little private stretch of road.
I just fall off the side or something. But
you don't have to worry about oncoming traffic as you veer to the right and to the left as you're looking out the side of your window.
But now, with the snowy owl, the snowy owl, we've got a lot of them that have come south because of the... eruption with an eye.
Mm-hmm.
I got that right?
Yeah, yep. Well,
but now, are there more because of the weather, the way it is, the polar vortex, everything else? Do they come more south?
Well, it's not really because of the weather. For example, people have seen robins in winter time.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I've seen that too.
And it's not when you look at migration is a dangerous thing. It's not something that I'm sure birds are like, yeah, we're migrating.
It's like going from the East Coast to the West Coast in the mid-1800s.
Yeah, it's dangerous. So if there's an abundance of food, there are birds that will stay and not move around. Now, for the snowy owls coming south, it's because they had a big eruption of their population. It increased.
Eruption with an eye.
Right, but the lemming population was down, and so those owls are coming further south to look for food.
Because the lemmings aren't there. That's their primary source of food.
Right.
So because the lemmings, their population's down, the snowy owl comes south to find more food, which could involve mice and other things. It's not going to be the lemming.
Exactly.
Because lemming didn't come south.
Right, but that's why they're found in your grassland areas around, you know, around barns. There have been a couple snowy yep. owls where we've been watching along 120th, where you just see okay. where you see, you know, there are barns there and a lot of food source, so you have uh-huh. mice and
right.
and so those owls are in that area. As for the robins being around here, their diet switches. They're not looking for worms in the wintertime, but if there are fruit trees, berries, so your ornamental trees that have fruit, they're feeding on the fruit.
So there's still fruit hanging on some of the trees.
Oh, hence, absolutely.
Like the apple growth was so big last year, I'm sure all the other fruit growth was so big that there's still some on trees.
Uh-huh.
I noticed
that haven't cleaved.
Right, are we moving to the deer?
No, Tom, see it. You let us
okay.
in there. Off topic.
You're opening the door there. But, yeah.
It's just interesting because I saw it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I said, they must have saw a bird that somebody, you know, splashed some red paint on or something. Because why would there be a robin?
Yeah. I saw multiple.
We have an eastern towhee that has been at our feeder all winter long. You don't see eastern really? Towhees in the wintertime that much.
Huh.
But this one has been at our feeders. We have a lot of shrubbery around and seeds on the ground. And this male eastern towhee has been around January, February, and pretty much will stay the whole time.
Hey,
but
wow.
Typically, those are the birds that are in the shrubs, and you hear this, drink your tee, 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 and you hear them, but you don't always see them, especially in the spring because of the thick growth.
Kind of like the owls with the who cooks for you. We got the drink your
tee, 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 tee. That's right. So
Tim's going to be walking around the store today going, drink your
tee, 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 tee.
People are just going to turn and walk away. What?
That's the eastern towhee. So anyway, it's a great opportunity to get out and look at all the different parks in Ottawa County and to focus on the types of wildflowers and birds.
Yeah, that'd be
and
a lot of fun.
Going to all the different ones, there's going to be much different habitat at each location, which is really going to give an interesting mix or variety of what they're going to see.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of people think, well, there's not many birds around in the wintertime, but if anybody who's got a bird feeder. There's a lot of birds.
There are a lot of birds, yes.
They sit in my blue spruce and make all kinds of cool noises. I like to listen to them.
And when we say birding luck, it doesn't mean that you have to be a person that is an expert birder. I mean, if you're just interested in going out and learning some new birds or exploring the park, come join.
Or just see the birds.
Or, yeah, you don't have to be, you know, an expert
no.
on birding. And the same with wildflower guides. I'll have the Newcomb wildflower guides, and I'll actually help people do some keying to learn how to key out those wildflowers using a particular book. And we'll just be going out and looking at wildflowers. So
sweet.
Yep. So that's a highlight.
That's a highlight. Mm-hmm. And what's next?
Well, let's see. Other highlights. We have kayak trips are going to start on the Pigeon River again beginning May 10th.
That's provided the ice is gone.
Yeah. Provided. That's yeah. right. We might be going through the ice floes. Who knows?
Yeah. Well. Although, on good news, 2 days ago I went down to Lake Michigan with my kids to park there, and there's ice out past the pier, and then there's probably 2 miles of open water now.
Really?
It's really changed.
And I think it's because of that wind, it's starting to push it out, you mm-hmm. know, probably heading to the other side of the lake. But
that's huge.
The day before, we went down there, my wife and my kids, and as far as you could see, it was solid ice. And then there was people out there walking out past the pier, and I'm thinking, come on, people. That was you? Really? Really?
You know what?
And she's the one who said, if you're
going
to polar plunge, go yeah, to
yeah.
County.
Yeah, yeah. Going
well,
out of
the don't walk where the water is flowing. I mean,
yeah,
you
well,
don't do that.
You know, and we were sitting there, and I said to my wife, I said, I have never walked on Lake Michigan.
Oh.
You know, I've never been on the ice out there where a bunch of the older guys that come in talk about how good the fishing is when you go and get right to the edge of that ice floe and get to dip your rod over it and catch a bunch of browns.
You do realize, Tim, that if God intended you to walk on water, he'd have made you his only son.
That's why I didn't ice fish yet this year. But, yeah, I just, that's so much current and whatnot. That's just a dangerous
scary.
Body of water, yeah.
You don't walk
through I can't
you
believe you were out
no,
there.
No. Let me go back. You don't walk through the channel. You don't go on the channel where there is water. You're out.
Well, it depends how quick you can run.
But we are out, but let me tell you, you have to really be aware of your environment. You have to look and listen and know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I wouldn't encourage people just to go out if you've never, ever been out
there. As far as I understand, if you take a along your tripod and camera, you can get back out of the hole after you fall through with your tripod. That's what happened to the guy in Grand Haven.
Really?
His tripod caught on the ice, and he was able to get back out of the ice or out of the hole.
Yeah.
If he didn't have that, nobody would have known.
Yep.
He would have went down.
Yeah.
That is scary.
You need to know. I mean, I see people. Yeah, you need to know.
That's why my wife doesn't want to cross any water with a snowmobile.
But
2 weekends ago, we got her to do it across a river.
Oh, nice.
You know, flowing water?
Yes. You just got to open it up a little.
Oh, scary. So speaking of flowing water, yes, kayaking will be happening on the Pigeon River. And
Awesome. Hopefully
there will not be any ice at that time.
And we used up our short break, so we'll be back in just a little bit.
Okay.
The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They've got you covered for all your hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show.
Boom!
Oh, Timmy likes to whistle with the stars and stripes.
I wish I knew how to whistle. Worth the darn.
I was getting ready to do the drum part afterwards. Yeah.
Well, anyway, for those of you who are just catching up or just waking up or just getting with us this morning and having your cup of coffee here on the Outdoor Show, we're talking to Kristen Hintz from the Ottawa County Parks. And we've talked about a few different things. If you're interested in the Polar Plunge, that's at 11 a.m. If you're interested in the Safari Club International dinner this evening, if you want to get in on that yet, over at the Pinnacle in Hudsonville, you can hang on until the quarter two time frame. Chad's going to call in, give us a couple details about how they can still get tickets that are available. And we've talked about the birding programs, bird walks.
And wildflower walks. And if,
that's kind of hard, bird and walk. Unless, of course, you're an ostrich.
Anyway. Bird hop. All birds walk.
I know they do.
They run.
Grouse walk and run ahead of me, and they hide in the brushes and can't catch them.
Yes.
Anyhow, the bird walks start on
April 2nd.
April 2.
And then April 9 for the
wildflower walks.
Wildflower walks.
Mm-hmm. And then also on Saturdays, we'll be offering a few bird walks on Saturdays for those that have to work during the week and can't get out on Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
What time on Wednesday does the bird walk start?
The bird walks begin at 9 o'clock, actually 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 on Wednesdays. And then the wildflower walks are from 12 until 2. And then on Saturdays, they'll also have bird walks at 8 a.m. Not every Saturday, but some Saturdays.
Okay. And they can find the calendar at the Ottawa County Parks website, right?
Yes, they can.
Which is the MI Ottawa.
It's miottawa.org.
/parks.
Parks.
Right?
Correct.
/parks.
Mm-hmm.
And then kayaking, provided the ice leaves us, will be starting May 10th.
Yes.
The kayak trips, right?
Yes, and then a couple of things that I just love to highlight. I'm so excited we're having some new things going on
all
here.
Aboard.
But yeah, exactly. If anyone has, if you've never been on the Grand Lady paddle wheel boat,
which I've often wanted to go on there,
this is the opportunity for you to go.
At $10 a head. And yes, it's definitely an opportunity.
And you get to go down the Grand River and see all the different parks that are along the Grand River and learn about the wildlife and the Grand River itself.
And all those people who think, well, I have a boat, I can go myself. Well, yeah, I've been up in that part of the river but with my boat. I don't like that river, that area.
But
for $10, you don't have to drive. You get to walk and watch.
Exactly.
That's
and
the cool part.
Listen and just sit back and enjoy. And this is actually being sponsored by our Friends of Ottawa County Parks, and it's a fundraiser. It helps them raise some money to sponsor
yes.
programs or to help projects. Or
the Friends raise a lot of money every year to help the Ottawa County Parks.
They do, and they actually sponsor some school groups to come out and to do and
nice.
You know help financially to cover the,
yep.
some of those costs.
Yep.
So it's really it's really beneficial for the parks, but it's also a wonderful experience. So
yeah, so when people are thinking, why are we spending all that tax dollar on these programs? Well, the Friends of the Ottawa County Parks raise a lot of that money so that we can do that. They're not spending the money foolishly
exactly.
when it comes to the parks.
That's right.
So keep that in mind when you're thinking about how the parks operate. You can go to the meetings of the parks and learn how it happens, but then you have to sit in a meeting.
You know what? It's always but there are some if you ever want to know what's going on there.
See, I started talking about meetings and
Tim's
yawning already.
Nap time.
But if you want to reserve a spot, you do need to go to their website, which is www.friendsofocp.org.
Friendsofocp.org. OCP be Ottawa County Parks, of course. But
yeah.
That's all one word, Friends of OCP.
Friendsofocp.org. Yes, all lowercase, all squished together.
All squished together.
Yeah. No spaces between friends and of and OCP.
There you go.
Okay.
Friendsofocp.org. That gets your spot reserved because there's only going to be so many spots.
Correct.
How many trips will they be doing?
There are two trips. The first trip is at 1:30 p.m. and the second trip is at 4 p.m.
On
March 15th.
March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a good time.
March 15th
March 15th.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the icebreaker on the front.
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah, during the winter, they just call it the Mackinac.
The freedom of the iceberg?
Yeah, something like that.
Yes. And then the other exciting save the dates. A lot of people ask at the Nature Education Center, is the Weaver House open? Can we see the Weaver House? So starting...
help people, the Weaver House, it wasn't that many years ago, and there was a big write-up, and it was in the newspaper and everything else telling about the restoration of the Weaver House.
Right, and the Weaver House is actually at the other end of Hemlock Crossing at Pine Bend Park. And
by Pine Bend?
Yes.
Okay.
Pine Bend Park. And that actually used to be a tourist destination where people from
yeah.
Chicago would come out and they
I read
cottages.
All about that.
Yes.
I thought that was really neat. And then now it's finished.
It's finished. And
to the point that people can tour it.
Well, a lot of people actually have been doing, reserving it for like site reservations.
Really?
Yeah, like reunions or
nice.
Birthday parties. And that's been going on for a while. But to actually have it open to the public where people can just wander in and see the inside because it's all decorated to that time period.
No kidding.
And so our friends will be there on the third Sundays beginning in May. Through
so
August.
Third Sunday of the month, May mm-hmm. through August.
May through August from 1 to 4 p.m.
Is that off Croswell?
It is.
It's off a different road, but you take Croswell up?
You take Croswell, yeah. So you take Croswell, and as soon as you cross the railroad tracks, if you continue straight on Croswell, you'll go down to 156.
56,
yeah. And then you'll turn left at 156, and that will take you to the Weaver
House. Just stay straight on that, and it wraps you around back to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. Those will be a lot of fun this year.
I think so. Yeah.
The going March 15th on the Grand Lady
Riverboat.
Grand Lady Riverboat.
The paddle boat.
That would be a really neat trip for anybody. And March 15th being a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say, 1:30 was the first trip or the second trip?
1:30 p.m. is the first trip.
And then the second trip starts at?
And the second trip, it begins at 4.
At 4.
Mm-hmm. And it's $10.
Like a served dinner?
I don't think they get served dinner, but there are some treats that you can purchase. Yeah.
I was just kidding. Down south, I went on a riverboat, the General Jackson mm-hmm. riverboat, and they served dinner and had a show and everything else. I thought, this is really fun.
You know what? The Boynton's, they actually have special trips where they would have dinner trips or that.
Really?
You can go onto the Grand Lady Riverboat website and learn about all the different trips that they offer through the summertime and such. So
that would be a lot of
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have more on the Ottawa County Parks in just a little bit. But we also, when we come back, we have Chad from West Michigan Bowhunters Safari Club International, the West Michigan Bowhunters chapter, and he's going to tell us how you can get tickets for that dinner today yet. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS. We're educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. Because we've got a lot of things to talk about yet, I'm not even going to tell you about all the other stuff. I'm just going to say class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot. Call 616-218-7328 or go to MyFirearmsETS.com. That's MyFirearmsETS.com. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're just running out of time. First, we want to talk to Chad, who's on the line. Chad Brummel from the West Michigan Bowhunters chapter of Sportsman or Safari Club International. We have the dinner tonight, right, Chad?
Yes, we do.
And you're not even thinking about dinner, are you? Because your belly's full right now.
Yeah, I'm sitting at breakfast right now. We're getting ready to set up for the show and get everything all ready. So
people who still want to get in on the dinner tonight, who can they call? What can they do? Can they show up at the door?
Yeah, they can do two things. They can either call my phone number at 616-450-5289. Or just come right over to the Pinnacle in Hudsonville and show up, and we can get them taken care of.
All right, so 450-5289.
Yep.
If you folks call there, you'll be talking to Chad. Chad's the president currently of the West Michigan Bowhunters chapter of Safari Club International. And if not, by 2 o'clock, the doors are open. Dinner served at 6. They can come right to the Pinnacle in Hudsonville get a ticket right there.
During that time, right up to 6 o'clock, even if you'd like.
Right up to 6 o'clock. So you get your stuff done outside because that sun's shining bright, and it's beautiful out there, Chad.
Yep.
And they got people going to be wanting to do stuff and outside, so they can show up at 5:30 ready for dinner, and you'll have some hors d'oeuvres for them, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, by that time, the hors d'oeuvres will be gone, but the food will be out pretty soon.
Because everybody's going to be munching on those hors d'oeuvres all afternoon, aren't they?
They are. Their bellies will be full.
I told people at the beginning of the hour, there's all kinds of stuff that's being given away. I told them some of the stuff I saw last night. And there's going to be games that are going to be played. So if people looking for something to do and they want to get out of the house and get rid of some of that cabin fever, they can come out and play those games, right?
Yep. Yeah, there is.
Play those games, win those tickets, and take home the loot.
It's going to be a good time.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much, Chad. Appreciate it. That's 450-5289, right?
Yep.
It's amazing how numbers stick in my head sometimes. Hey, I will see you in just a little while.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you, pal.
Thanks for calling, Chad. Awesome. So we covered that. We need to thank everyone that came out to the Holland Gun and Knife Show last week, Saturday. Mike and Roger, they are Promotions Unlimited. They run that. They've run it for 26 years now, and I think they did an excellent job. And we just want to say thank you to everybody for coming out to see everything going on at the Holland Gun and Knife Show, making their trades, their buys, their sells, all that good stuff. And for those of you who asked me where my buddy was when I told you he was going to be there at noon, he stiffed me. He didn't come. It's his fault. He wasn't there. I was there. I talked to you, so you just remember me and your will and forget about him. No, Timmy had something he was doing, so he didn't show up, and he's sorry for that. Right, Tim?
Yep. Busy at the store and had something going on. I was trying to get out of there at noon, and it just didn't happen, and then birthday parties.
These things happen.
Yep.
You got to take care of family, got to take care of kids.
Yep.
So we got...
I hear it was busy, though. I wish I would have been there.
It was busy. Well, you had people come and say they couldn't find a parking spot.
Yeah, I had lots of people come in. Yeah.
So that was it was a good time. We appreciate everybody that stopped by to see us at the My Firearms ETS booth and check out our new target system. And like I said, if you want to get online and check some stuff out, it's at My Firearms ETS. That's M-I for my, MyFirearmsETS.com. And we are here with Kristen Hintz from Ottawa County Parks and Recreation. And the one thing we didn't tell people about was the antler sheds.
Yes.
And why we still see deer with antlers on their heads. And a little bit of research, a little bit of discussion this morning, and we figured out if you're seeing deer that still are holding their antlers at this point in the year, they are healthy. That means we have a healthy herd, right?
It means that they are really well-fed.
Really well-fed. Yep.
Despite the hardships of winter around Holland, you still have deer, and they must be finding...
They're finding food somewhere.
Food, exactly. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
So the question was, what is it that causes antlers to or deer to shed their antlers?
Yep.
And part of it was that the length of day has an impact, that as the amount of sunlight decreases, then the testosterone will decrease, and that actually starts the process of losing or shedding their
antlers. And we even went a little bit further back to where when the testosterone in the fall increases, that's what causes the velvet to come off and the antlers to harden.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the testosterone, after all the doe have been bred and are pregnant, then the testosterone drops. And when it drops, so do the antlers.
So do the antlers. But they can actually, the shedding of antlers goes from December all the way until April.
I think it was in April,
No, they said end of February.
No, no. And then, well, that's when the majority of them started, but they actually started to, no.
May, they start to grow them again.
They start to grow them, but it can last until.
You know, all does were bred by the mid-December.
No, mid-January.
Oh, it was mid-January?
Mid-January.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yep. And that's when it started the process for the testosterone to drop.
Cleaving.
Cleaving. That's where we came up with cleave.
Cleaving.
Which caused them
to separate. Not really 100% sure what that means, but it has something to do with...
Think of it as a meat cleaver, and we separated the skull and the antler. Done.
Yeah. But no, I you know, I never... I guess it's good to know that the bucks that still have horns are very healthy.
Antlers.
I did so good right up till then.
You did too.
You were so good.
Yeah. I even prepped him before you came.
But you know, the crazy thing is that it's so easy to get that confused.
Oh, yeah. Well, not even confused. It's just, you know, so many hunters and, you know, deer lovers call them horns.
If you've ever had to remove horns from a cow, you know the difference.
But, no, it's great to know that, you know, this all started with, I drove around this area around the radio station here today, and I actually saw a buck with both horns on it right around here. That's what started it, so it's nice to know that the deer right here in the Holland City area are very healthy.
You must have been looking at a cow.
But I bet if you
did I call them horns again?
Yeah.
Dang. Antlers.
Antlers. But if the deer are extremely healthy in this area, you got to look at the backyards of people, and they're probably...
Oh, yeah. There's a bait pile and... feeders everywhere for them, feeders. That's great because they definitely needed it this year.
Yeah, and the reason this came up is people were asking that question.
Yeah.
You know, why they were seeing the antlers on the heads of the deer yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, we've got a few things we want to still highlight from the Ottawa County Parks coming up in the summertime or the summer camp. Those are save the dates, right?
Yes, we have save the date for summer camp programs, and we've had a request for camps for young children, for 3 to 4 year olds, and then we have it all the way up to week-long camps for 5th and 6th graders and 3rd and 4th graders. So get onto the website at myottawa.org, and you can read about the different types of camps and the dates that they're being offered for the summer. And then we'll have more descriptions later
on. Yes, we're going to highlight them during the second quarter of this year a little bit more before they come.
Correct.
But I got a real quick question with summer camps and 3 and 4 year olds and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you find the volunteers to help with the camps?
It's our staff. We're teaching them. Our staff are teaching.
You have enough staff for them?
We have 8 part-time naturalist guides, and they are.
There's 8 part-timers?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes, and so they are teaching the camps, and that's why we can offer so many different ones.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't realize there were 8 part-timers that are dedicated to doing that, you know, as a part-time position.
School programs, as well as, you know, getting things ready in the wildlife den, summer camps. So we are pretty busy.
That's awesome. What else do we have?
And the other thing is, as spring, you might notice that there could be some garlic mustard popping up in the yards. And we actually have a pretty neat success story, and the Ottawa County Parks has really done a great job, and thanks to a lot of the volunteers that have helped out and staff to keeping the garlic mustard at bay. But in doing so, because garlic mustard has seeds that are viable in the soil for 12 years, it's an ongoing process. So we do have garlic mustard polls scheduled for April 19th, May 3rd, May 8th and May 10th at some of our parks, Pine Bend, Hager Park, Tunnel Park, and Ottawa Beach.
Nice.
Parks, and then we have some spotted knapweed poles scheduled for late May and June. So take a look at that. And then to, if you're really interested in native plants, we are having a native plant sale with the Soil Conservation District.
So and before we pull the mustard seeds, we get the native plants, and then we carry them in one pouch, we pull the mustard seeds out, and we drop in the native plants.
Well, actually, you would have the native plants, and you pull out the garlic mustard, and then you put your native plants in where the garlic mustard is at. Yes.
Replace them so we get our native growth back.
That's right. So we want to keep those wildflowers and keep those native plants. And then.
But that sale is going to be at what location?
That will be at Hemlock Crossing. You can call the Nature Education Center for details and an order form.
Yep.
And then we will have the plants out, or we'll bring them May 28th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Now, we've said several times myottawa.org/parks gets us to the Ottawa County Parks stuff. We've never said the phone number to give a call.
All right. Well, the phone number is 616-786-4847.
Awesome. We will talk to you. Thank you very much, Kristen, for coming in this week.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again next week right here on the Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Bettendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.